This is Alex Mitchell reporting with our top stories of the day. It appears that Linsanity will be leaving New York and moving to Houston, as the Knicks have still not answered the Rockets' three-year, $25 million offer sheet to the young point guard. The Rockets offered Jeremy Lin would pay him nearly $15 million in the third year. The Knicks have until midnight Tuesday to answer, but the most likely will not due to the high cost. Even more problems with the point guards occur as Jason Kidd was arrested on a DWI charge Sunday. The 39-year-old suffered minor injuries and was treated at Southampton Hospital after crashing his SUV into a telephone pole. He could face up to a year in jail. He pled not guilty. And in lighter news for the Knicks, Raymond Felton was just picked up through a sign-and-trade deal. And in baseball, the Yankees fell short to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim Sunday in a shootout with a final score of 10-8. There were a combined 8 home runs hit between the two teams. In the bottom of the ninth, Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez came up with the tying runs on base, but popped out to end the game. Ivan Nova struggled all night as he let up 6 runs and 3 homers. However, the Yankees still won the 3-game series. The Yankees face Toronto at home tonight. Phil Hughes will oppose Henderson Alvarez on the mound, and the first pitch is at 7:05. The Mets head to Washington tomorrow as they're trying to clear their heads after a 3-game sweep by the Braves. On Sunday, Johan Santana let up 6 hits, 8 home runs, and 3 walks in the 6-1 loss. The Mets have now lost 5 of their last 6, and Ben Sheets for Atlanta had his first start in 2 years, lasting 6 innings with 5 strikeouts. Jason Bay might be able to come up to the aid of the Mets as he could complete rehab for his assignment, and on Tuesday's game at Washington. For today's headlines, I'm Alex Mitchell. Good night, everybody.